Another Saturday, another fishing report. It is what day is it?
The second.
Second of what?
September.
Oh. Okay. 09/02/2023. Perfect. Robert and Josh sitting here at the world headquarters of Fish and Franks in the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor, preparing to once again do a place-by-place fishing report just for you. Robert has fortified himself with a breakfast casserole. Was it good?
It was good. It was very good.
And who made that?
Amy, Dave's wife.
Dave's wife.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing.
So, if we hear you yawning at all, it's just because you had too much breakfast casserole and it's put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You would think with the amount of Mountain Dew that it would kind of neutralize itself out like a speedball or something, but no.
It doesn't work that way, my friend.
Nope, sure doesn't.
So we almost had a hurricane, but not quite.
Almost.
But that pushed up a lot of rain.
It did, and it made the fishing reports very lousy.
Not too many people wanted to fish in a hurricane for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yep. So, very, very sketchy reports.
Yep. But the harbor is getting darker with the amount of water that's flowing into it.
What was it, 10.3 or 10.6?
Yep, I forget 10, what we said. 10.3 feet of Peace River at Arcadia.
And still climbing slowly?
A little bit. I think it's going to crest today. I don't think it's going to reach 10.5.
Yeah.
11 is flood stage, so.
Still a pretty impressive amount of water to come from last Saturday of being 1.5 or 1.6.
Yep. A lot of water, roughly 20 times the flow.
Pretty impressive.
Yep. But that's going to darken up the harbor. All that pretty clear water that we got used to.
It's gone.
And going.
Temporarily.
So, as long as we're talking about the Peace River, that is our first stop here on the place-by-place fishing report. So let's see what we have for the Harbor Heights area and upriver along with Shell Creek.
We have nothing up there. I have gotten no reports.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of those.
Yeah.
I can hypothesize with what's going on up there, but...
Oh, by all means. Hypothesize for us, Robert.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of the tilapia getting pushed down, the Hoplos. Okay. Armored catfish.
Little armored catfish.
Miniatures.
Not the big ones.
They'll be getting pushed down. And that should bring some snook and tarpon up there. So I would imagine that you should see some activity for maybe a couple days, sometimes several days. So if you're lucky enough to get up there and looking around, it wouldn't surprise me if you saw a bunch of tarpon or hooked into a bunch of snook. Because they know, they sense, 100% sense when that water starts moving. Even a little bit over some of the little spill dams, it's crazy how they just stack up there. So, you know, I would be venturing up there. If I was going to go look for tarpon today, that would be the area I would be going to look. For at least the next couple days anyway.
Okay.
And since it is a holiday weekend, just be prepared for a lot of boat activity around.
Oh, yes. Plenty.
Weekend warrior Googans.
The Darce Park boat ramp area, I-75 bridges.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, and snook season did open. We forgot to mention that part. So that's something.
Okay.
Hey, it's just a surprise it actually opened.
I'm not that surprised.
I'm only
marginally
surprised. I kind
of expected it to happen.
Yeah, but I'm only marginally surprised. The way they screw around with it all the time. Next year will be the interesting one if they separate it.
Well, and that's the plan.
Yeah, I know.
And I was reading about that on FWC's website, and they said that they're actually thinking about making them catch and release only in the Tampa Bay region.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we would have one less month of season here in Charlotte Harbor, and they would be catch and release only.
That's funny. Whatever.
Interesting.
Goofy.
41 Bridges, Live Oak Point Park area.
A lot of little snook. Been a few.
No slots?
No, there's been a few. But there's been a lot of snook there, because there's been guys going down there during the daytime and the evening between but I had from two gentlemen this morning and one yesterday. You know, they've been getting them down there. A couple of guys saw some juvenile tarpon rolling. And then, of course, they caught a lot of catfish. They were catching them on live shrimp, frozen shrimp. The one guy caught his snook. He caught a legal snook at like 4 o'clock this morning down there. I think he said 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, I forget. Before daylight.
Okay.
He got his on some kind of paddle tail. I forget. I don't remember what he said because he was looking at several over there. So it's happening.
But an artificial nonetheless.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Lashley Pier is closed and remains such for some time. The Bayshore Pier?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing, no feedback, no nothing.
No reports. Port Charlotte Beach Pier?
I got nothing.
No reports.
Gonna be a lot of that along here.
You already warned us, but it's fair to warn us again.
I know.
The Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals?
Well, a lot of little peanut snook in there. A whole lot of peanut snook. At our house, it's been pretty impressive with all the little guys. 12 to, I don't know, 20 inches.
Okay. No keepers?
I had two that might have been questionable, but I didn't measure them. They went back swimming anyway. What else we got in there? The black drum are thinning out big time. People are still catching them, but they are thinning out. And then the juvenile tarpon are being seen, but not hooked. And that's all I've heard about. Besides the neighbor talking about all the tailing catfish off of his dock. And had to go over there and actually watch it. And yep, there was actually quite a few catfish that were coming up and tailing. Literally right off of his dock.
Cool.
It was weird.
Hardheads?
Yes.
Elder Bean Pier.
Oh, let's see, a couple juvenile tarpon. Carly actually posted a picture from her last night, I guess, out there.
Yeah, and I saw some more posted on the Facebook page.
And then lots of little snook. Didn't hear of any keepers, but I'm sure there probably was a few. Because that would be my number one pick of a spot to go to if I wanted a shot at a legal sized snook. And that's all I've heard of over there.
Okay.
Nothing super special.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
The South Gulf Cove Canals.
Same thing, nothing. Zero.
The West Wall.
Got nothing. There again. That storm really kind of put a hiccup in things this week.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar, the one guy that went in and fished the other areas that we're getting to next, he got a couple of ladyfish. He had a Spanish mackerel on that got off next to the boat. And was it trout? I don't remember. There was one other fish that he said he did catch one. But I can't remember now what it was. But he at least caught his couple ladyfish for bait.
And that's what matters.
Yep. So he did that. He went inside the next location.
How do you know it's the next location?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I'm not 100% sure.
Could be the next location. Could be not. Maybe I changed the order. What do you know?
It's one after that, maybe. I don't remember. I'm no good at this stuff. It's like people, what's the price on that? I don't know. If I got to memorize that, I'll forget to drink and eat.
Turtle Bay and Bull Bay.
That would be the spot that's next. Hey, that's the right spot. Holy mackerel. Oh, let's see.
How many holy mackerel?
A bunch. Bunches of them. Let's see. There's been redfish in there. Over the slot. A few under the slot.
Any in the slot?
Yep. A few in between. But there's a lot of big fish in there. And they're not in super thick groups. They're in 6s to 20. I haven't heard of any big schools in there. And a lot of little snook. And even a couple slot-sized snook. The guy with the cut ladyfish did hook a couple of nice snook. And he said one of them was definitely if not borderline over the upper end of the slot, but he wasn't going to measure it and deal with it. He just let it go. He didn't care. But then he got really, really, really hot back in there, so he left.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Did he catch any trout before he left?
Didn't say.
Okay. Lemon sharks?
Nope. Didn't say.
Bull sharks?
Didn't say.
Guitar fish?
Yeah, albino one.
Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
I got nothing. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that.
Gasparilla Sound.
Same guy, saw a school of redfish over there. Couldn't get him to slow down to cast to him. He hooked several snook under the bushes on paddle tails and one on piece of cut ladyfish. He caught a couple more ladyfish over there and tried just broadcast fishing looking for that school of redfish, but never hooked into any. And that's it. That's my one and only report for that area.
One and only. Placida, the pier, the trestle, Coral Creek, pier, Gasparilla Pass.
I got nothing.
Lemon Bay.
Zero. Same thing, unfortunately. I think this might end up being our world's fastest fishing report.
It might be. You know, there's a thing going on at Lemon Bay, though, that I want to talk about right now, which is that the road got kind of smashed.
Okay.
Out there by Blind Pass.
Right.
Beach State Park. And I think that we might have an opportunity here, if we jump on it, to consider opening Blind Pass. Because, you know, the road's always been in the way.
Yeah.
And you don't want to smash up a perfectly good road just so you can open a pass. Well, now the road's smashed up and needs to be replaced.
Right.
So as long as it's smashed up and needs to be replaced, why don't we consider replacing it with a bridge and opening up the pass?
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, you know how much Lemon Bay would benefit from having some additional water flow in it.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure anybody else who knows anything about Lemon Bay is going to agree with that. I don't think anybody's going to say, no, we like it stagnant and stale.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think it would be a great idea. See if you can talk them into it.
I'm just not sure who needs to be talked into it is the problem. There's a lot of groups that would have to have their say here.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. But it might be worth trying to get a ball rolling.
Might be.
Anyway, moving on. The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
Okay. Nothing.
Okay, no reports. But
it would be a good spot for snook.
Probably. Traditionally, this has been a pretty good spot.
Or a nurse shark.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
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 Maybe, possibly. Something.
It's also one of the few land-based places where you might catch a keeper gag. Maybe.
Maybe.
There's maybe a keeper gag or two down there. Maybe.
It'd be a stretch, but it wouldn't be surprising.
It wouldn't shock my monkey.
Not at all.
Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling, reefs and wrecks.
Got nothing.
Now, I did have one report here from Alex, what's your last name? Anaski. 9 miles out of Boca on Sunday, 12 red grouper, 14 to 16 inches, 15 grunts, 2 mangrove snapper, and they only fished from 11 to 5 due to a storm that was approaching, and caught them on live pinfish from Fish and Franks.
Nice. That's so pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I know they're catching fish out there, just got no reports, unfortunately. Storms tend to mess a whole lot of things up, but in particular, they really screw up my fishing reports. Especially when they happen, like, smack in the middle of the week over the course of 2.5 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The Venice Jetties.
Venice Jetties. Well, one side shut down from the storm, right?
The south side is going to be shut down probably for a couple weeks and maybe for longer. The Army Corps of Engineers is supposed to be taking a look at it today to see what they think about storm damage there. And, you know, if the south side's damaged, I wouldn't be surprised if the north side's damaged too.
Yeah,
so
wouldn't surprise me at all.
They're probably going to take a look at both of them, but we know for sure the south side is shut down for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Anything from the north end?
Snook, mostly. Mostly snook. But I still haven't gotten much for reports. Unfortunately.
Okay. If you were snook fishing out here?
If I was snook fishing out there, I'd be throwing a big swim bait or a bucktail. Just old school. Tried, true, and consistent.
Old school. Okay, Punarasso is already on no reports till further notice. Redfish pass?
Nothing.
Captiva pass?
Nothing. Once again, these reports, there might be fish there, just haven't got any reports.
I'm sure a lot of these places have fish in them. But
oh, yeah.
You don't want to randomly...
I can't lie.
Conjure fish out of thin air.
Well, I don't want to rely intentionally.
Boca Grande pass.
Nothing. Got nothing.
No reports. Surf fishing.
No reports.
That's been a little chopped up.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But it looks like milk out there right now.
Matt Lachey.
Nothing.
The north end of Pine Island Sound, Mondago and Patricio.
Guy did hook a redfish right before the storm, a big one, like 36 or 38 inches. And he said there were several more. And he was right there out the front side, kind of by the public fishing pier.
Okay.
He said he was real close to that. But he caught him out in the open away from the shoreline.
So that would be more like Boquilla?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that on the Boquilla report.
I thought that... Oh, Jug Creek. Never mind. Sorry. I screwed that up.
It's
my fault. I got nothing over there then at Boquilla...
No
Chuck
reports
Creek.
From the Pine Island Sound north area.
Nope, nothing.
Okay.
I do that all the time with Jug Creek and Pine Island.
I know.
I screw it up every time.
It's mildly confusing.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. We'll have to dock your pay from the fishing report.
Oh, yeah, hey. Take that out of the advertising fund for it.
Okay, so some big redfish in the area of the Boquilla Pier.
Mm-hmm. And then he also hooked several sharks that day, too. All of them were black tips, except for he said one was he thinks was a black nose, but he wasn't 100% sure. Because he has a hard time identifying it. And the one picture I did see was a black tip.
Okay. Anything around Jug Creek Shoal?
Nothing. Okay. Guys catching bait.
Well, that is for the bait report.
Exactly.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Nothing. And I'm sure that school of redfish is there still, but just no feedback.
East Side Keys, Pirate Harbor.
Some redfish. Handful of snook, one juvenile tarpon, and a couple of mangrove snapper. And that was from Captain Scotty Rowe and Pegleg Phillips and Dave, because they took Dave out fishing and he got to have a good time. He hooked that first tarpon ever. So, fun size, about 10 to 15 pounds.
That is
and they
the
caught
size.
Them on, I believe, cut ladyfish and some cut pinfish and a couple live pinfish. They said the white bait that they caught, even though it was small, it still didn't work. And they probably let the white bait go at the boat ramp.
Probably. Doesn't everybody?
More than likely. Yes, everybody does. But I don't know why.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink.
Nothing.
No reports. Ponce de Leon Park.
Same thing. Nothing.
No reports. PGI canals.
Pretty much the same thing. A couple guys catching fish off their docks, but they just said they were little baby snook. They didn't seem too interested in sharing much information other than that they were just small snook and a couple of them. So that might translate to they're catching some big fish. If it's right. Like our canal, maybe they're doing better than we are as far as size goes, and they're just being hush about it.
I hesitate to ask this, but Gilchrist Pier?
Nothing.
Alligator Creek Reef?
Nothing.
20-foot holes?
Nothing. Should be tarpon in there, but haven't heard anything.
Okay, the baitfish reports.
Well, baitfish are being caught at Boquilla.
This is white bait?
Mm-hmm. Some being caught on the bar down there on the east side.
How far down?
Closer to Pirate Harbor.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. Any word on threadies or pins?
Nope. Nothing.
Big fat nothing. Freshwater fishing.
Oh, let's see. That perked up a little bit with the rain. I mean, we had several guys go yesterday that picked up shiners to go because they were doing good just before the storm got here. But haven't gotten any other reports.
Okay. The tarpon reports. No, you're just going to shake your head silently?
Yeah, I got nothing. Got nothing on tarpon reports. There is just no feedback. I would imagine a couple guys are going to go out and try today. I tried calling Richie earlier, see if he was going out. But I haven't got nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Pretty insignificant report.
Well, at least we tried.
Right.
So, you gave them their money's worth, if nothing else.
Gave them at least honest answers rather than BS.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this report? Any words of wisdom?
Call me when you go out. Let me know how you did.
Right.
Next week should be better, I hope.
The number to reach you?
941-625-3888.
And who do you ask for?
Me, Robert.
Ask for Robert.
Yep. Good idea.
Or you can even come in and you can talk to Robert.
Yep. Which you can call Josh on his cell phone. He likes to answer questions.
Then I'm not giving him my
or
number.
Or he will take you out on his or on your boat or hang out with you and teach you fishing stuff.
Yeah, we could go do some fish coachy stuff. If people want to. But that's not what this is about. This is about the place-by-place fishing report. So
I know.
That's mostly what we're talking
about
here.
Some people are listening to this and go, that's a good one. I didn't know that they could do that.
Yep.
Because I had a gentleman yesterday gave him your card. He did not even think about that one.
I think a lot of people don't. So all right, that is going to wrap this thing up then. Here's to a better report next week. For now, just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.